But yeah, I can't wait for the show. How big is that theater or club?
It holds like quite a bit. No, it holds more than that. I think it holds, I think capacity is between 7 and 1,000. But it's weird. They got, they've got tables everywhere. And I mean, on some certain nights, they'll serve like dinner and there'll be a comedian up there. And even on band nights, like Eddie Money will be out there jamming his ass off. And people are like, wow, the steak tonight is really awesome. And he's, you know, he's rocking 2 tickets to paradise.
Yeah, he's like, give me my, I want a 5-pound T-bone and tell Eddie Money to sing his hit. No, I don't, you know, I think comedians, it's tough if you have an audience standing, you know,
yeah,
for comedy, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're gonna get a little tired. Probably to put tables in there. Let's call it 600, and, you know.
And they got drinks to loosen them up, so, I mean.
Oh, they always loosen them. In San Juan Capistrano, that's the best drink. That's a double shot. Can I get a San Juan Capistrano? So I got to drive home. It actually sounds like a coffee drink or something.
It does, too. I need one for the ditch. Will you just fill her up for me?
Good crowds, though. Conservative or liberal there? So I'll know which way to hammer them.
I almost say about half and half. It's a blue state, but from the little areas that you go to, it's kind of red. So.
Well, I'm a one percenter. I check the numbers. And I don't pay my fair share, but me and Warren Buffett can't wait to pay our fair share. We're not going to do it voluntarily, but when they come and get it, we will give it up. I love that Warren Buffett and I are in the same category. But millionaires and billionaires in one place and in trillionaires. Millionaires, billionaires, and trillionaires. All these people. And I also love the idea that I'm a fat cat. You know, these millionaires and fat cats. I'm a fat cat. I say, it seems like a Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah.
Fat cat. He's fat cat. He's fat. He's rich. He's greedy. He's fat cat.
Well, it sounds like you've got a weight problem. I'm like, Dana Carvey hasn't weighed more than $170 since grade school. That doesn't make any sense.
$170. I love that. $170 instead of $170. Yeah. That's funny.
I've got one last question for you. You're a guy that's been around doing it for a long time, done it right. Obviously a big name in the entertainment showbiz industry. And it's definitely changed for people trying to get into it now. For somebody that was wanting to try acting or trying to get on SNL or trying to do comedy, what mistakes maybe have you made that you would detour them from or any advice that could help their career?
Jeez Louise, we got to do a podcast. No, I'd say in a nutshell, back in the day when I was coming up, there were two gatekeepers in comedy. There was Lorne Michaels and Johnny Carson. You had to get to one of those. I was lucky enough through stand-up. I could never get on The Tonight Show. They'd show the tape to Johnny. I don't see it. I don't, the church lady, what is it? You know? And then so I was very lucky to get on SNL. But, you know, today's venue, I mean, it's so fractured. You know, I'd say get a Canon camera that's $2,000, start making sketches and put them online. If you can get in Second City Groundlings, that's still kind of, you know, if you look at the new people they hired, you could try that out. But it's also kind of a new world where you can make a feature film for $3,200 and maybe get it on demand somewhere. It's just, I just think try the path of being discovered, like, you know, Groundlings, all that, but go to school, learn how to write for yourself, try some stand-up, try some theater, and also just produce stuff on the web, practice on the web, you know. So it's like, you know, where would the Beatles be now? You know, they'd just some obscure band counting YouTube hits and just, you know, hey, John, you know, yesterday got 22,000 hits. Don't get so cocky, A Day in the Life got 32. What a hitty, hitty, hitty. I know. Too bad we couldn't be on television and get 70 million people to watch us. No, we came along too late. So we're just obscure in our garage counting hits. That's actually a pretty funny bit.
You should write that down.
But it's true. But I would say, you know, it's egalitarian, it's fractured, but everyone can do it now. Conan and I were having dinner, and Conan said, being in show business will be like working for the post office.
Anybody can do it now.
Yeah, you can make 30 grand online with your website, and you get a local T-shirt company, and you make a podcast, and you scrape it up, and then you do a little stand-up. And it's just so changed. I mean, I think it's as big as the printing press, the web, or maybe bigger.
Oh, huge.
And we're just starting. So I think it's a cool time because I've been able to kind of have a little my small fortune put away. And I'm not really into the being famous. So I just love where it's at for me personally. But I do think it's so radically different.
It is, absolutely. All right, sir, I really appreciate your time again. The 7th of December at the Coach House. We'll see you there. Have a great set. Be safe until then. And then just be dangerous.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.